Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. 303-477-5600 is our number, and love to have your calls today as well. We're going to start off the show today with Alan Stack from Stack Optical. Since 1968, I was 10 years old. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive in the Glendale area, and 303-321-1578 is the number. 303-321-1578. You know, Alan recently finished up an eye exam, and a few things that I love about the way you guys do it. One, first of all, it's very convenient where you're located. You can just park right and
usually parking is
20
really,
yards, you're in the building. Right. Okay. So, I mean, that's really good. But two, the doctor, I mean, just the when you talk about a $69 eye exam, and I've had people question me about that have heard the show, they say, well, that can't be very thorough when it's $69. And, I mean, I'm telling you, that is the most thorough eye exam I've ever had over the last few years with your doctor.
Yeah, what's really neat, our doc sees you from beginning to end. You know, a lot of places are using techs and this kind of stuff, and you see the doc for maybe a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But our doc sees you beginning to end, and it can go anywhere from 20 minutes to a half hour. Sometimes it'll run over because he'll take the time that it needs.
Right. And we've talked about it on previous shows, but I think it's a very good thing to point out is so many things with health issues can actually be caught by
early.
Having a good eye exam by
Yeah, because the doc's looking in the back of the eye, and, you know, the retina is kind of like the window to the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can see high blood pressure in there. He can see macular degeneration. He can see, diabetes. There's a lot of different things that show up in the eye that we can refer out on.
Right. Are there things we can do to keep our eyes healthier, so to speak? I mean, just to protect our eyes?
Well, you know, doing the right vitamins and that type of thing. You know, different vitamins and minerals are great for the eye. You know, your zincs and that kind of stuff. You know,
is that carotene. True? Is that true with carrots?
That is true.
Is it?
It is true,
Yeah. I guess I should eat some. Alan Stack is our guest, Stack Optical. Again, they're located at 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive in Denver. Their number 303-321-1578. And this eye exam we're talking about, again, a very thorough eye exam by a great doctor, $69. And a great, great exam. Now, you mentioned the retinal imaging. Talk about that a little bit and the reason why you do that.
Well, our doctor has a machine that we take a picture of the back of the eye digitally so that, you know, one, it's documented, and then, you know, we do a lot of diabetic retinal exams, and then we take our findings and we send it off to your doctor. The doc doesn't do it on everyone, but a lot of times it's a good idea to get one done, and then, you know, if something develops later on, we have kind of a history on you, you know, because he can, you know, see if there's been changes in that retina and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Stack Sports Pack, we've been talking about that now for quite a while on Haystack Help and here on Sportsman Colorado.
A couple years now.
And, but kind of give us that, in your terms, the brief overview of what the Stack Sports Pack is.
Well, what's really neat about it, it's one frame, and then we can make multiple lenses for it. And depending, you know, if you're a golfer, you're a shooter, you're a bike rider, we can use, you know, the one frame and then make different multiple lenses for it. And what's really cool about it is you can switch it out in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's also completely adjustable out in the field. So, you know, if you're getting real active, you can tighten it up behind the ears and on the nose so it doesn't move around. But then again, if you're driving long distances, you can loosen it up so it's comfortable.
Right.
And that can all be done within seconds.
And I love mine. And I'm, you know, the several different lenses that you've told me that I would enjoy, I have.
Right, we just made you a golf.
Yes,
a golf one. Yeah, that's really a neat lens too, because that actually changes depending on the light conditions.
I can see my ball in the woods and underwater better now. Yeah. I need goggles. Yeah, look at them. And this is something where, you can add on to
later on. Right. Yeah, you might just order the one pair right now and then decide, hey, I'm getting into this. Can we make up something for that? Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the tinting a little bit and the reasoning behind it, because until I met you, mm-hmm. I had one pair of sunglasses, needless to say, one tint that you just wore all the time. Now, this has opened up a whole new world of really enhancing.
Well, the most common tint would be your gray. Okay. You know, people use that for driving. They use that for everything. Well, if you take that gray lens and you go hunting with it, well, the problem is it darkens up shadows. And when you're trying to find your animals, a lot of times they're sitting in those shadows. Mm-hmm. That you'd miss them with a gray lens. But if you had a brown lens or your golf lens that changed in the light condition, well, one, it's a brown. It blocks out blue light. Blue light is what, you know, if you can block that out, gives you the higher definition. That brown also helps illuminate shadows so that you can see inside the shadows. That's why that brown is great on a golf course. Mm-hmm. Because that ball is in and out of shadows. Well, if you can see through those shadows, you can find your ball.
Right.
Hence a lower score.
Yep. That would be nice. Now, talk about, and you do a lot of shooting mm-hmm. and everything too, so talk about how it even helped you.
Well, I actually designed a lens, and it's a brown transition lens, which is a lens that'll change in the lighting condition. It goes from clear to a dark brown. But then I added my shooter's yellow. So when I go indoors, it's great for indoor shooting, mm-hmm. and it's great for low light conditions. But then as the sun comes out and brightens up, it starts turning a darker brown.
Right. Yeah, I recently, matter of fact, yesterday, was in a gun range and used mine, and really nice like that.
Right.
And not have to be switching three or four pair of glasses.
Exactly.
303-321-1578 is the number, 303-321-1578. Again, if you mention our show, $69 for that very thorough eye exam. You want to make sure, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And when you do, if you are wanting to take a firearm in the store, which you are allowed to do, so Alan can help you there, make sure when you make that appointment that you are going to be there, right?
Right. Make it with the doctor and myself.
Okay. So whether a gentleman usually by the name of Damien is there or Alan, but just make sure that you point that out, that you do want to come in, and you are there for the shooting glasses. And we talk about it being the Stack Sports Pack, and really it's, and we talk about it a lot on the show, just about being for shooting and hunting, but it's really not. It's really just to enhance your outdoor
All-around activities. Yep, yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Now, it won't be long. Can't tell it here lately, but the snow starts flying, and boy, you talk about something that can damage your eyes, snow and sun.
Right, and you want to make sure you have a good UV protection on your lenses. Now, most of the lenses we do anymore are polarized. Polarizing is great for glare, but just because it's polarized, it's a laminated piece of plastic. It has natural UV inhibitors in it,
okay.
So we don't have to add it to it. All of our shooting glasses are made out of Trivex, which is not polarized, but the material itself has 100% UV inhibitors in it. So it's just very important, you know, especially at our elevation here, mm-hmm. that you have a pair of sunglasses that block out 100% of the UVs.
Right. We're going to be doing a live remote here in the next couple of weeks at one of our sponsors, the Outdoorsman Attic. And when we do, we're going to try to get Alan there as well. And Alan can bring some samples, and you can come and meet him and learn more about this. So, for those who have never been to your shop, just kind of give us in our last couple of minutes here a brief overview of what all you feel like you offer at Stack Optics.
Well, the big thing is I have an on-site lab so that I can make my own glasses. I'm not ordering from a faraway lab. I can control my quality. And if I need to make adjustments, I'm right there. I'm right there in the shop. I believe I have a very good selection of frames. I have an excellent doctor on staff that does our eye exams. He's been doing it for over 35 years. Damien and I both have at least 35 years experience, been doing this a long time.
Right. And you know, with something, every time I'm in, there are people in there that have been there for customers for a number of years. With
generations.
Yeah.
A lot of these folks, especially the older ones I grew up with, maybe their parents started coming to my dad in the 60s. And now they're in middle age.
Right.
You know, and I grew up with them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to find now these shops. A lot of the big box stores are gotten into a lot of things, and we've talked about this before with a couple of our companies that do hearing aids and different things like that. What do you really feel like sets Stack Optical apart from what other people
It's our expertise. You know, we're constantly reading journals, looking for the latest products, the latest techniques. There's so many different types of lenses out there. You know, unless you're going and reading about them, it's impossible to decide on the internet which is best for you.
Right.
That's what our job is. You bring in the prescription, and I can give you all your options. And depending on what activity, I can give you different recommendations there. And then knowing, you know, the face shape and knowing what the best frame would be for you. I believe that we're excellent in our adjustments, you know, making them so they're comfortable.
Right. Well, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Give Alan a call, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Check out the Stack Sports Pack and get your eye exam. You know what? Get it done before the end of the year. $69, again, for a great, thorough eye exam. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friends at Phoenix Weaponry, and that'd be Mr. Aaron Casey. Aaron, how are you, sir?
Good, you?
I'm doing great. But not as good as you, because I've just finished a hunt, and you're heading out for one. So, man, good luck to you.
Finally.
Now, you're heading to the great state of Texas.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to go down and do some pig hunting. I've been told there's not much hunting involved, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, exactly. That is, I tell you, there are a lot of hogs in Texas for sure. Who's the outfitter you guys are hunting with?
Rio Bonito. There's got a nice big ranch down there, and running down there with the Friends of the NRA group. Going to get to go play, so going to get to try out my 4570. Probably a bit overkill on the pigs, but we're going to run 300 blackout and 223 suppressed. So.
Wow, that'll be awesome. You know, I've used the 4570 on mine. A couple of times, that's a lever action Henry, and a lot of fun with a lever action as well. But I'm sure with all the great toys you have, it's going to be pretty cool. So again, Phoenix Weaponry is the company. PhoenixWeaponry.com is the website. You can reach Aaron and his crew at 720-340-2496. Again, this is a place where for your custom weapons, suppressors, parts, accessories, you name it, they can do it. The Cerakoting, it's really a one-stop shop to really, really dress up your current weapons or have Aaron and his team build you a custom weapon. You know, let's talk about the suppressors a little bit today, because, I mean, that's such a cool topic and a lot of misconceptions out there, first of all, with it. But now, there was a recent law change in that where now, in other words, just the basic things that I did before, it changed now where you have to do a little bit more. Is that correct?
Things changed quite a bit in July. What happened was an executive order was passed down to relook at how they look at the gun trusts and the LLCs. So now basically what's going on is that every person in the trust, every time you purchase an item, has to have fingerprint cards and photographs for everybody in the trust. And then also same for the LLCs, where before they had a little bit of anonymity behind them. But, you know, one thing we did gain was we no longer have to have chief law enforcement officer sign off. We get to have notification. But that's kind of like a, before when you did yours, you didn't have to give notification of the weapon. You just had to, you know, because you did a trust, it wasn't a big deal. But now every item that you buy is now chief law enforcement officer gets notification of those items. So,
okay.
You know, that's kind of the big changes.
Yeah. Now, you know, boy, this has opened up a whole new area to suppressors with hunting and assault. So talk a little bit about that and what you're hearing from, you know, people you meet at Tanner Gun Show and people that come in your shop of being able to hunt with a suppressor.
Well, most people are still unaware that suppressors are perfectly legal in Colorado, let alone to hunt with them. So if you get a chance to go hunting with a suppressor, it's a whole new ballgame. I don't know about you, but shooting my, you know, 300 Win Mag or something like that without ear protection is not a lot of fun, and the ringing afterwards is not good.
Yeah.
So what's real nice is, you know, you get to go out in the woods, and it doesn't quite drop to bow hunting, you know, decibels, but, you know, it definitely makes a much more enjoyable hunt. You're not spooking all the animals off the mountains for the rest of the people. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that bears are now coming in, you know, coming into gunshots because they know there's a kill to scavenge on. So, you know, you eliminate a lot of the issues, you know, as far as hunting. And in Europe, it's actually required. You're supposed to be running a suppressor to go hunting because of the amount of people and everything like that around, so you're not disturbing anybody. So it's just pretty much good manners. It doesn't spook the animals as bad. You know, it's just a lot nicer environment.
Sure. Now, going back to the suppressor on it now, so you make a suppressor, let's say, like for my 308, then is that adaptable then to an AR 223, or is it just the size of that can is going to be so different it's going to look a little weird and may not operate as smoothly?
It might look a little weird, but it won't affect the operation. It's just going to be real big on an AR-15, but we do it all the time for 300 blackouts and ARs. We design all of our suppressors to be multi-purpose, so all of our pistol cams can be put on pretty much any pistol caliber weapon. All of our rim fires can be put on any rim fire caliber weapon. And then our rifle cans, we offer them in different sizes for different purposes, but like the one you've got, you can strap that on anything down from 330 Lapua down. So you want to run rim fire through it? Not a problem. You want to run, you know, 300 Win Mag through it? Not a problem. You know, 308? No big deal. So we just really like to make it where you really only technically would have to buy probably three real suppressors, and you could pretty much suppress everything in your safe.
Wow, okay. Now, as far as accuracy, you know, you talk to some people, they say, oh, they're not going to be as accurate. What do you have to do on your end, you know, to really ensure that accuracy?
Well, what we like to do is make sure that the end of the muzzle is entering the suppressor in the proper spot. You can actually change, much like a muzzle brake, you can change how the weapon acts by how the suppressor enters the muzzle, or the barrel enters the muzzle brake. So we're very careful about how we do that. So we like to have the muzzle or the crown enter the first baffle of the suppressor completely, and that way the muzzle blast is dropped out into the big first blast chamber, and then the bullet can pass through. You know, with a lot of suppressors out there, they have like these weird adapters and things like that. And you got to drop your gun, your first round drops into these interesting flash hiders and quick release pieces. But what we try to do is really truly make this thing kind of like a compensator, but with a shroud on it. And then as far as accuracy goes, we got a kid that is on our competitive shooting team. He's out of the 10th group down there in the Springs, and he's out competing with people with bolt action, high dollar precision rifles with our semi-automatic 308, and he's, you know, working his way up through the ranks very quickly with our can, and he says he's noticed very little shift in accuracy or anything else. In fact, he actually noticed a pickup in the feet per second on the round too. He said he came up 36 feet per second because of the suppressor.
Wow.
So
Well, that's cool. Again, our guest is Aaron Casey. Aaron's the owner of Phoenix Weaponry. You can reach them at 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496. Now, your next kind of public appearance is, I believe, is going to be up in the, did you say Loveland area at the next gun show up there?
Yeah, we'll be up at the Tanner Gun Show up in Loveland on the 13th and 14th of November. We're not going to be able to do this next Tanner Gun Show in Denver because I'm going hunting. So, yeah.
Hey, you got to have your priorities, man.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, we've been pushing real hard. The website's brand new. You know, we just got that all revamped. Of course, you know, you got everybody's welcome to come up to the shop and get tours of the shop. My father actually is helping us out now, giving tours all the time. And, you know, we're really pushing hard trying to get everything out. We did a bunch of NRA banquets this year and, you know, just making the rounds. Looking forward to do by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation next year and
that'll some be others. Great. Absolutely. Now, on your parts and accessories that you offer, I mean, there's a jillion places, I'm sure, that make parts for, you know, the ARs and all the different things there. How do you go about choosing, you know, what manufacturer you're going to be getting parts from? Because, I mean, when you do it, your name's on it, so to speak. So talk a little bit about that area of your parts and accessories.
Well, everything has to be made in USA. I don't really, you know, I believe in American manufacturing, always have. And so it's very important to me that we support local first, you know, state second, country. You know, I want to make sure we stay as tight to where our location as we possibly can. But it also assures that, you know, on the off chance there's something wrong, I get to go talk to somebody about it, you know. So we're very, very particular about the parts we use, where they come from, the customer service behind the people that we use the parts from. I want to make sure that, you know, our customers are taken care of, you know, the guys are taken care of, everybody's safe. You know, you can get parts out of country, and they're not properly heat treated. We've seen guns blowing up on people lately. We've had a lot of people bring in weapons that they've exploded, you know, through, you know, mismanufactured ammunition or just bad parts. We've seen bolts break. We've seen uppers split. It's been pretty crazy lately with the mass influx of cheap, cheap AR parts and AR-based platform parts. And it's just kind of, you know, it's a safety issue. So we really try to stay very, very close, you know, as local as we possibly can with our parts. So, and then we've actually started making parts for other so-called manufacturers. So it's kind of funny that after SHOT Show, we got picked up by several companies that are big national brands that we now make parts for them too.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, great. Now, when it comes to, you know, anytime you use the word custom and custom weapons, people are automatically thinking, oh, it's $10,000. And while I'm sure you'd be happy to bill one for that, what can someone get into, you know, because I don't know, it's just me, I think, I would rather get your entry-level AR than one off of a shelf because I think that's going to be a better rifle right there. But what are you looking at for somebody that maybe just wants to, you know, get an AR 223? We'll just start with that caliber. And what can you get someone in one for?
Well, we just started a new model called Lexi. She's burnt bronze. She's coming in at just under $1,600. So it's a great entry-level gun. It has plenty of options for it, so that if you decide later that you want to go do some competition, you want to do some prairie dog shooting, whatever you want to do, the gun, self-defense, anything, the gun's a nice lightweight base, all good parts, it's all put together well, and it's just ready to go. And so if you check out the website on there, it's Lexi. So it's just a real good weapon. We've sold a ton of those lately. People are just loving that weapon.
Wow. Okay, that's great. And then the Cerakoting, I mean, these are things that, boy, you can do so much with just giving a rifle a really individual look for someone.
Right. And we've actually branched out. We now offer Duracoat and Cerakote. Those are the two top-tier coatings that are available out there. We started using Duracoat for multi-level, very complicated patterns because it flows better. And then we still use the Cerakote for, like, the one-color, two-color, you know, real, we're going to beat this gun, you know, kind of finishes. So we now have branched out, and we can offer pretty much any pattern, any colors. And we're pretty much caught up with our Cerakote now. So if anybody's, you know, wanting one done for hunting season or you got it damaged during hunting season, we can pretty much get it in and out of here fairly quickly right now.
Okay, great. And, again, if you'll mention Sportsman of Colorado, Aaron will get 10% off of a custom-built weapon. All you have to do is mention you heard him here on the show, and you can reach him again at 720-340-2496 and check out their website at phoenixweaponry.com. Well, Bud, good luck on your hunt, and we better get some good pictures so we can put you on our bragging gallery here on sportsmanofcolorado.com.
Yeah, we're looking to get a big pile of them, so we're hoping with the suppressors and everything else, that'll be just a shooting gallery. So very excited. We're going to get a lot of video, and hopefully have a bunch of stuff on our website.
Well, cool, and we got a YouTube channel, too, so we'll get you on that, too. So, yeah, be sure and get us some good video. Well, Aaron, hey, man, appreciate you taking a few minutes today, and good luck on your hunt, and thanks for your partnership with us here on Sportsman of Colorado.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
All right, you too, bud. That's Aaron Casey, Phoenix Weaponry, phoenixweaponry.com, 720-340-2496.
Integrity, experience, respect. These are the values that Molly Jansen will bring to the Office of District Attorney. As a mother of three, Molly understands that as District Attorney, her first responsibility is to carry out justice consistently and fairly. Molly's 13 years in private practice have given her the experience to not just win trials, but to manage teams effectively and budget wisely. Molly Jansen, the right choice for District Attorney.
I'm Molly Jansen, and I approve this message.
Did you know that about 46% of U.S. households have a dog and 39% have a cat? Studies show that 90% of people treat pets as family members. That's why I chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This is Scott Watley. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, or grooming, the team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. And with the holidays approaching, I highly recommend their boarding services. Hey, our golden retriever, Roxy Watley, loves it there. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Or visit LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Once again, my name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to a good friend of mine that actually met several years ago while hunting in South Africa with our partners Bushman's Quiver, and that is Dave Delvecchio. Dave, how are you, sir?
Good, Scott. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. I want to get you on for a couple of reasons. One, to say hello and catch back up with you, but two, to talk a little bit about a recent hunt that you did with one of our partners, and that's Lone Star Hunts down in Texas and around the Wichita Falls area, and I think you took a few fellows down there with you.
We did. There was four of us that went down, actually three of us from Colorado, and then friend of mine, that's my son's father-in-law from New Jersey, met us out there.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. Yeah, Alan Schaffner, again, a great guy. And Alan will be here for the International Sportsman's Expo. That'll be coming up in January. And over the next few weeks, we'll be talking about that more, promoting that. But Alan will be here. And it's Lone Star Hunts. And their number is 940-636-1990. And just tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. And we're going to tell you about some specials they'll offer you by mentioning us. But take us through and just tell us a little bit about your hunt, the accommodations, the food, just the whole experience.
Well, I tell you what, it was a great recommendation from the start. I appreciate that. We really had no idea about hog hunting in Texas. None of us had ever been before. But Alan was a fantastic host, a fantastic outfitter. Actually, his son, Cody, was there as the daily guide for us. But he had a blast. I've never had so much fun hunting. Outside of the camp itself, you know. So the accommodations were fantastic. The food, Alan did all the cooking, and so we had freshly prepared meals every day, and it was top notch.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two packages that you can get there. One is called the cabin package, and one is the ranch house package. Now, the cabin package gets you 2 nights of lodging, your guided hunt. You can kill up to 4 meat hogs, and a meat hog just simply means under about 150 pounds. Or you can get 2 trophy hogs that are over 150 pounds. And not to make it confusing, you know, if you want to get 1 trophy hog that's over the 150 and 2 of the meat hogs, you can do that as well. And that is $750 and a minimum of 2 hunters, a maximum of 5. And if you mention our show, Alan will give you another hog, a bonus hog, so to speak, and that will weigh under 100 pounds, which will be a great, great meat hog. And then there's the ranch house package. That's your 2 nights of lodging, guided hunt, and 3 meals daily, which Dave just talked about. And, I mean, great food. They're not just sandwiches. I mean, great, great hot meals, good food. There you get to kill up your 4 meat hogs as well. Same kind of deal on the number of hogs. But if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, again, you do get that bonus hog. That'll weigh under 100 pounds. That will be good for processing. And that, with all the meals and all that, is $950 per person. And, again, just mention our show when you call 940-636-1990. And, you know, it's really not that bad of a drive down there, too, Dave.
No, it was actually from Southern Colorado here in Kansas City. It was just about 10 hours, maybe just a little under that. And we actually stopped for a bite to eat for lunch on the way. So it was fairly convenient.
Right.
Nice, easy drive, too.
What were your other buddies? What were some of their thoughts that went with you?
Well, I tell you what, we had a blast, and we all talked about definitely going back again and maybe even actually bringing a few more of the firefighters from the station. We had a few other guys that were interested but couldn't make the scheduling work out. But, man, we had such a good time. hog hunting was a little different hunting experience, and we did a lot of still hunting. Or, you know, we didn't spend much time in the blinds. We stayed out in the field, and that was just a blast.
Yeah, it really is. What rifles were you guys using?
I think actually 3 of us had 30-06s, and one of the other guys had a 243 Weatherby. And then we also had our each of us was carrying a handgun as well. I think all the handguns were 44 mags. We actually got a couple of things with the handgun, and then the rest with the rifles.
Wow. Okay, cool.
They're all bolt action as well, so it was a little interesting with the hogs on a run and through some of the terrain there.
Right. Well, good. Well, man, I'm so glad you guys got to go and glad you reached out to us for a good recommendation there. As I mentioned, met you back, I think it was in May of 2013 over in South Africa as we were hunting with Bushman's Quiver, one of our other partners. And again, they will be here as well for the International Sportsman's Expo in January. And let's talk a little bit about the South Africa experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was so far a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I've been trying to coordinate a second trip out there with Stefan from Bushman's Quiver. Just hasn't materialized yet, but as you probably remember, that trip I had my father with me, and he was 79 at the time. And he had always been an avid hunter and outdoorsman, and kind of slowed down as he got a little bit older, and some of his hunting buddies had deceased and no longer hunting. So that was an exceptional trip for him. He still talks about going back to this day. So it's on the agenda.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, it is a great thing. And, you know, and of course, Stefan, the family, and just kind of have that whole family atmosphere there, and just really developed into a great, great friendship for all of us. But, you know, I was just talking with some guys this last weekend, and trying to explain to them about, you know, what a good, you know, guided elk hunt can cost you in different states, and including our own, and then what you can take that money and go, what you can go to Africa for, and the number of animals that not only, you know, that you can take whatever your budget will allow, but also just the number of animals that you will see on a daily basis.
Absolutely. I mean, it was, in essence, it was less costly than a guided elk hunt at one of the top ranches in the area. And, you know, the big difference, you know, like you said, I mean, you saw animals, groups of animals every day, and different animals. And so it was kind of a nonstop safari look at the different African game and species there. That was pretty exciting, too, because, you know, every turn you went, you see something different pretty much. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guest is Dave DelVecchio, and Dave is a friend of ours that we met, as we're mentioning, over in South Africa a few years ago, and want to get Dave on to talk about his hunt recently with Lone Star Hunts with Alan Schaffner and his boys there. You can reach them at 940-636-1990. And when you call, mention you heard him on Sportsman Colorado, and ask for the Sportsman of Colorado special there. But again, a great, great time. And then also Bushman's Quiver, and just one package that we're offering through our show with Bushman's Quiver. And so many times, Dave, and I think you probably ran into this too, where you tell people you went to hunt in Africa, and they go, man, I could never afford that. Because a lot of people think it's, you know, 20, 30, 40 grand to go over there.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I've been hunting in Colorado since 2009, and we've been actually going with an outfitter, and a reasonably priced outfitter. And, you know, a couple of things you mentioned, some years we didn't see or even get a shot at an elk, versus the cost to go to Africa was pretty much right in line with that elk hunt. That was a reasonable price one. And yeah, the experience itself is, you can't pay for that.
No, absolutely.
Experience going out there.
Yeah. And one package we're offering right now is $3,950, $3,950. And here's what you get. 7 days in Africa, all your food and lodging, your laundry service, I mean, everything there, your guide, your PH, professional hunter, as they term it there. And then you get a blessed buck, an impala, a warthog, and a blue wildebeest. All of that for $39.50. I just checked on flights for next summer from Denver. You can go straight from Denver to Atlanta, Atlanta to Johannesburg, and that's running about $1,700 round trip from Denver. And then a lot of people worry about the taxidermy cost and all that, and just to kind of, I don't have time to get into all that specifically, but you can get the taxidermy work done there or get it done here. We actually have had ours done over there twice now, probably around with my buddy that goes with me. We probably had 25 animals done over there, and time with shipping and all the stuff, we saved about 20% or so by getting the work done over here. And then it takes a year to get all that back, and so you can really just kind of pay that off over that year as well. So it's not like you're just dumping a bunch of money at one time. But a great, great time, and again, that's Bushman's Quiver. You can check out their website at bushmansquiver.com, and you can email me, Scott, at Sportsman of Colorado, if you've got any questions on that, and we'd love to get some more folks over there. So, Dave, what's coming up now in the rest of you? I think you're fixing to go here for the third season.
Actually, I have my son's father-in-law is flying out from New Jersey on Thursday, and I'll be picking him up, and we'll be heading out to a new hunting location this year, because we have been hunting up in outside of Walden, you know, 161. But they had that Beaver Creek fire burn through most of the hunting area there, so they kind of kicked us out for this year. So we're going to go more local here in southern Colorado this year, and hopefully we'll get a chance at an elk.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, I wish you luck, and thanks for taking a few minutes today. And you know what? Thank you guys for your service out there in Canyon City with the firefighters and all the different things out there. I'm telling you, you know, it's a lot going on crazy with all the things with police and firemen and all the different things out there. But, man, thank you guys for what you do and helping us stay safe, and we appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and good talking with you again, Scott, and I'll probably see you up at the Sportsman Show in January.
All right, I hope so, bud, and I hope you kill a big bull.
Me too.
All right, man. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you joining us today. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle out on Santa Fe. And Austin is actually out on the water as we speak. So, Austin, how are they biting today?
Oh, man, Scott, we've been getting them pretty good so far this morning. We're getting a great pattern of some good-sized trout here with the falling water temperatures.
Well, I tell you, this weather has been, you know, unseasonably warm, and for those of us that have been trying to do some big game hunting, it's been pretty tough, but it's probably, been pretty good for the fishing.
Well, you know, it's been hit or miss with it for sure. You know, the walleyes out of Chaptula and Cherry Creek are just now starting to pick up pretty good this fall. Starting to see the water temp, you know, what am I staring at right now? We're looking at 55 degrees right now. As that water begins to fall a little bit more, that bite should pick up, but right now we're getting some good trout going right now, but as that water continues to fall, just like you'll see with duck and goose hunting and big game hunting, the colder temperatures in the fall a lot of times means the bite does a little bit better.
Sure. So for those that, a lot of people have heard you on the show before, but let's talk a little bit about your guiding services and what all you have to offer.
Absolutely. You know, I guide on Chatfield and Cherry Creek on the Front Range. I do guide in several mountain locations. However, with it being past October 31st at the moment, I can no longer get up on those until the ice fishing comes around. But right now, you know, we've been focusing big time on Chatfield and Cherry Creek. And, you know, like I said, with the falling water temps, we've been seeing the smallmouth be starting to cooperate really well with us. Been getting on a great perch pattern out of Chatfield. And then additionally, you know, the walleyes, like we've been talking about, as everybody always is looking for, those walleyes should be picking up here pretty soon. But right now I'm going to be guiding on those up until the end of November.
Okay, good. And you can reach Austin at 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. And if people want to get out with you, I mean, if they call you today and then, you know, want to book with you, is it a week or 2 weeks before they can get out with you? Or do you have a couple openings where you can get them out pretty quick?
You know, for the next week or so, I'm a little bit full, but past that, you know, I'm starting to definitely have a few openings for the tail end of the year here, and, you know, definitely I can squeeze some folks in.
Okay, great. And again, we're talking to Austin Parr. And when the reason we mentioned Discount Fishing Tackle, that's where Austin also is employed there. So now you guys tend to do a lot of seminars. Are you currently doing anything on Saturdays as far as seminars at the store?
You know, right now we're going to be finishing up with our free fly fishing classes down there. This will actually be our last week coming up here. So at 4 o'clock today, if any of you listeners are out there and have something to nothing to do for the tail end of the evening, you know, we're going to have a free fly fishing class that Peter Leonard, who guides a lot of our fly fishing, will wind up doing down there. And then past that, as soon as we start seeing some ice, we're going to really start offering our free ice fishing classes down there, which encompass, you know, a lot of ice safety, different techniques, talking about all your equipment options, and it really winds up getting the beginning angler a lot of good tips and tricks to get out there and not only be successful but also be safe out there on the ice.
Right. And that was my next question. A lot of times when people come to a seminar, they don't want to feel foolish if they haven't done something before. So do you have all types of folks that come to this where, you know, some are, you know, really do this quite often and are very proficient at it, and then some that have no clue?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly do, and, you know, we offer several different varieties of seminars. You know, a lot of our week-to-week seminars encompass, you know, beginning tactics for ice fishing and for fly fishing. But then we also offer seminars which are also free, but you have to sign up for them. We offer them on our Facebook page, and we talk about them on our website. But those other seminars, which, for instance, we're going to be doing one coming up here for a fall walleye seminar, and then we'll also be doing some walleye tactics on the ice, both of which I'll be teaching, but we'll do kind of one-onlys of those. But if folks want to wind up checking those guys out, definitely go and like us on our Facebook page under Discount Fishing Tackle, and we'll definitely be announcing when those will be coming up in the shop.
Right. Now, do you have many women that come to these type of classes, or is it mostly guys?
Tell you what, with the fly fishing, there are more and more women that are starting to get in on that. I mean, tons and tons of them come in. I actually have, you know, more and more I'm seeing women come in on their own and, you know, want to learn. And we love seeing them come down there, you know, definitely opening up our sport and expanding it. And it's definitely a great sport to get into. So we definitely would love to see more and more women get involved.
Right. And they probably listen better than the men, right?
It's always funny when I'm out guiding. Women a lot of times will outfish the guys.
The guys are fishing and the women are catching, right?
Yes.
Our guest is Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle. Again, if you would like to go out with Austin, and we've known Austin now for several years, and again, just terrific guy, and we'll get you out and catch some fish. You can call him at 303-514-5546. That's 303-514-5546. So talk about the store, and again, I know you're out on the water here, so just a few more minutes.
About a 5-pound rainbow right now too.
Well, I thought you either fell in or you caught something. I could hear the breathing change there.
Okay, so. We're getting the net going. We're getting the net right here. We're gonna net them right here. It's a decent one for sure. That's a nice one.
All right,
nice, good one on the swim bait right there.
Well, man, we need to be out there instead of doing it. We need to do one live from the boat. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Hey, send us some pictures sometime, and we can put them on our bragging gallery at Sportsman of Colorado.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Yeah, and get your folks there. So tell us a little bit about the store, Discount Fishing Tackle, and what all is new there.
Yeah, you know, we are constantly adding new stuff. You know, currently right now we're dealing with lots and lots of ice fishing stuff that's coming in. You know, we just got a big pure fishing order, which, for folks that don't know, that's the Berkeley Abel Garcia. you know, there's Johnson Thin Fishers that showed up with that, but multiple brands that came in from Pure Fishing, and we're really starting to get lots of our ice fishing stuff in. However, we're still maintaining good stocks of all kinds of different stuff, from jigging wraps and blade baits, all the way down to a whole different wide variety of flies and stuff for folks on the conventional side for rainbows and browns as well. So, you know, we're always trying to maintain as good of a stock as we can, but the ice fishing stuff, we're going to have a phenomenal selection of it this coming year.
Right. You know, when we talk about ice fishing and people getting back out, what are some things, real quick, that people ought to look over their equipment from last year? You know, they put it up and then they get it right back out. Or there's some things to kind of look over your equipment before you just jump back out there on the ice?
Tell you what, you know, the two things I really see, for one, line is a big deal, you know, especially if folks are using monofilament or fluorocarbon. You can have a line that's going to degrade on you over the season, over the off season, excuse me. And especially you'll start seeing a lot of memory show up with that, so it definitely becomes much less user-friendly out there on the water. But secondarily, definitely making sure that your power equipment, such as your augers, is going to be good. A lot of times I see so many people out there on the early ice, to go out there, they don't even try and start it over the off season. Go out, try and make a pull, and that thing does not start out there for them. So if you need to get a repair done in a small machine shop, it's certainly much better to do that prior to your trip.
Well, good.
But, well, yeah, I mean, the line, especially if anybody's ever looking to get some new line on their reels, at discount, we offer full line spooling services down there. Just bring your reels on in, or your spools, and we'll get it right on there for you, and it makes much less of a hassle for you at home.
Right. Okay, last question. I'll let you go. With your guiding and all, let's say someone wants to bring, you know, a child with them and all. Is that something, too, or do you mainly deal with adults, or can you do
I'd love to have kids come along. I tell you what, they're super enthusiastic. I have all the equipment for them. We got a nice, big, safe boat out here. I love hardly anything more than seeing little kids get nice, big fish with big grins on their faces. So I love to teach them. I love to get them out and make them better fishermen and, you know, just help to increase their passion for the sport.
Well, good. Well, Austin, hey, man, thanks for being on with us a little bit today, and we appreciate
Absolutely,
it. And
Scott,
we will make a time to get out there and get on that new boat with you, my friend.
I'd love to get you out.
All right, that's Austin Parr. Go ahead and catch some more fish, bud. You can reach Austin at 303-514-5546. That's 303-514-5546. Tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, and I promise you he'll take good care of you. Well, thanks for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We've got a new website there. We have a bragging gallery where you can send us your photos, and we can get those posted on there as well. So I hope everyone has a great, safe weekend. And we also lose some time. This is the time we have to change our clocks. This is the day I dislike. I hate it getting dark at 4:30 or 5. But remember to set your clocks back, and that way you'll be on time on Sunday and Monday. So everyone have a great, safe weekend, and thanks for listening to Sportsman Colorado.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.